It's a special holiday season here on the Real Faith for Real Life podcast, the podcast all about where faith and life intersect and how faith impacts every area of life. This holiday season, we've got this great topic that we're drilling down into: how to share Jesus with the people in your life, how to give the best gift this holiday season. Well, it's a special mini-series. It's a five-part series, and we're dropping these episodes very quickly, one every day, so you can have them all, and you can go through them at your own pace as you think through how to share Jesus with people in your life in these different gatherings that you'll have, parties you'll attend, or family that'll be coming over. I hope so far in this series, God has begun to work in your heart and your mind to lead you to think about certain people that you might want to start a spiritual conversation with. And we're just demystifying the process. I know it can be scary and intimidating, but really it's just five simple steps. So today we're on step three. To review, step one was to make your list and check it twice, the people that you may want to engage in a spiritual conversation and to pray over that list. Step two was to think about how you might start a conversation with these people. And last time we were together, we said in episode two, often the very best conversation starter is simply a good question. So we thought through some of the different questions we might use to start a conversation. This week, if you're following along in our little workbook, our booklet, we're on week three, which is labeled Map Out Your Moment. I want to remind you one more time, if you worship with us here in Grand Rapids, make sure to pick up your booklet here at the church, or you can download the PDF version on cascadefellowship.org/sharingjesus. Step three is all about mapping out your moment and just thinking about how it might, how you might move into this spiritual conversation. How you can find the right time and the right setting for that. There are good ways to go about this, and there are not so good ways to go about this. And that's the focus of this podcast, is how to map out the moment. Again, J.P. Gaylord, our worship director, is going to lead that conversation, and he's joined by our discipleship pastor, Eric Vanderwall, and our connections director, Julie Beesholt. Let's throw it to them now.
Well, hello and welcome to, this is our third episode, third discussion. Congratulations on making it to step three. We are very excited you're here. In this step, we're talking about mapping out your moment. And I think the idea, the heart behind this is sometimes we have a general idea and a desire to do something, but if we don't actually spend the time to think about when is this actually going to work and how is this going to work, and will I actually have the space and time to do this? Sometimes we can get a little bit flustered. And so all we're asking you to do is think through it in a little bit more detail. And maybe, sports figures talk about this a lot, right? You close your eyes and you envision yourself, hitting the home run or making the three-pointer or whatever. And it helps things go better because you've already seen it or visualized it. So we're trying to put you in the same sports psychology place. And asking you to envision what it looks like to ask a spiritual question to the people that you want to ask them to. So my question for you guys is this: what does a good opportunity look like?
A lot of times I feel like I can at least set up an opportunity in my mind by planning when, like, I'm going to send a text or when I'm going to get the person together. Like, what's just the starting point? I need to figure that out in order to even go any further. So for me, it's like, hey, I'm super excited that I get to see you this year at Thanksgiving. That's just the starting point for me.
Yeah.
And that person then knows that I'm thinking about them. I'm planning on them being there. I'm looking forward to seeing them. So even finding a starting point before you even look at when you're going to ask your question is just a great place to start. So I would encourage anybody, if you're listening right now, maybe just pause this episode. And that name that you've written down, send a text right now. It can be a simple text. I'm looking forward to seeing you. How are you doing? Anything just basic to kind of initiate that initial interaction. Yeah. I like that.
It's really
shows
good.
Care, shows initiative. They're going to reach out and make sure they have a minute with you during the holiday.
Yeah.
But, yep. If you notice them before you see them, they're going to notice you when you see them.
Yep.
And so that's on you to kind of start this right now. So seriously, pause the episode and send that text.
That's good.
Yep. Going further than that, kind of planning how this is going to look, I think sometimes it's very easy to say, I'm going to ask question X. And that's okay, but you also have to come with an open spirit to say, that question might not be the one that you're actually supposed to ask. The better thing you can plan for is maybe a time of when you could ask a question, whatever that question is. So probably not great to ask the question in the middle of dinner when everyone's sitting around the same table. Hey, how is it going? I know you were really hurting with this. And all of a sudden, everyone's quiet and listening. No, that's the wrong time. But after dinner, maybe when you're washing the dishes in the sink, you ask that person to join you washing the dishes, and you can just say, hey, how are you doing? Pick kind of a place and a time that's appropriate for that conversation to begin with that person.
That's good. Yeah, it might be kind of funny to go through and maybe looking at what good opportunities look like, ask what do bad opportunities look like, and definitely in front of everybody going, you know, Bob, hey, what do you think of the political climate and what is the real situation or what is the real solution is probably not the right way to go about it.
Right. Definitely.
Also, if like their kids are like trying to pull them out the door at the end of the night, that's probably also not a good time to ask your question.
But you can always follow up after as well.
Yeah.
If you noticed something or want to pick up on something in particular, you don't always have to react at the holiday. You can respond later or respond later in the evening and just follow up with them. I think one of the things is to just respond in a way and say, hey, can I ask you a question? You mentioned such and such. I just want to talk to you a little bit about that.
Yeah.
And then poke a little bit and listen.
Yeah. Or I noticed when Great Uncle Bob was talking, it kind of looked like that upset you. Can you just, how are you doing with that? Can I ask you a little bit more? When you wait to respond after, it actually opens up a whole new level of opportunities that says, I can respond to what I've seen and know about you from the time we just spent together, which is a really cool thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I think when I try and envision opportunities for myself these holidays, it's probably going to be in one-on-one conversations. In any time where there's a little bit of space, you know, so it's not like we're about to go sit down for dessert and I just spring a question on someone. So one-on-one conversations, there's a little bit of time and space to actually have a conversation. Then maybe in a place where it's a little bit quieter and there aren't as many distractions. Although I do like your suggestion, I forget which one of you said it, washing the dishes. Because then the person can't get away, right?
No, I'm just kidding.
We're not trying to trap people.
I will add, though, there's something about not making eye contact. I've had some fabulous conversations with people in the car where you're just driving, you're both looking different directions, and I don't know. Eye contact's great, but sometimes it's intimidating for people. So washing dishes, drying dishes, serving together, it's great.
I think there's some good wisdom in that, for sure.
That's good. So the next question I've got then is, if we're trying to envision this, and let's just say an opportunity doesn't present itself, the person that we're hoping to maybe connect with while we're washing the dishes doesn't wash the dishes, or there isn't space and time at the party or the gathering for us to just kind of get one-on-one in a conversation with somebody, how much should we be just trying to make it happen? Because after all, you know, we've been praying for this person and we've prepared our spiritual question and we really want to see this happen. How much should we kind of try and push the door open? And how much should we just kind of say, well, maybe now isn't the time?
Invite them out, right? The holiday isn't the end.
Yeah.
Especially if it's your relative or someone that you have a relationship with. Take them to dinner later. Invite them to coffee. Text them again. Do some follow-up. Circle back.
Yeah, I like that. And what we might have thought was the best opportunity to connect to somebody, God might see a different one. I can't tell you how many times Israel had a plan, but God said, hey, actually, it's this one. It's good. And so it should be important that, you know, that if it doesn't happen, we can come back before the Lord like we were in that first time gathering together talking about this and just pray and say, hey, God, the opportunity that I thought didn't present itself, will you present me with another one? And trust that he'll do his good work to make that happen or show you the way to make it happen. Like just following up with him and saying, hey, listen, it was great to see you. I'd just love to chat with you a little bit more. You know, I love hanging out with you. Let's do this again.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
That's good. I'd say be sensitive to, you know, maybe the Lord is asking you to press into it a little bit and, you know, maybe say before they leave, hey, I'd really like to get a chance to catch up a little bit. And so you kind of take a little bit of initiative to make it happen. At the same time, I really like, Julie, what you were saying about if it doesn't happen, if it's not possible, then it's not the end. A simple text or email or phone call saying, hey, I really wish I would have gotten a little bit more time to talk with you, to hang out, to just share a little bit and catch up. Invite them out to coffee. Mm-hmm. And now you've got like a whole at least hour-long discussion or opportunity then to catch up and follow up and ask a question. So, yeah, my answer would simply be just be sensitive because sometimes the Lord does ask us to take a little bit of initiative and there are other times where we just recognize that, well, now isn't the moment, but maybe the Lord is opening up an even better opportunity later. Well, I think that's about all the time we have for this episode. But again, if you have any questions or just want to dialogue about this a little bit, we would love to. I'd invite you to send an email to hello@cascadefellowship.org, and we'd love to talk with you a little bit more. Well, thanks for joining us this time, and we will see you in the next episode.
Well, I found that very practical and helpful. I hope you did too. Another reminder to download the workbook at cascadefellowship.org/sharingjesus or picking up one here at our location at this church. Man, I'm super excited to see what comes next on episode 4. So make sure you're subscribed and tune in, and we'll see you then.